Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yanup Shong, you mob? Too deadly. Our Indigenous stage show puts spotlight on mental health to encourage more talk, greater connection. Look, with that, and catch up and have a yarn with the two actors. We have Lenny Donahue and also Tibian Wiles, and they're creators of the play called Dear Brother, and got them both online. Very good morning, my brothers. How are you?
Good morning, my brother.
Too deadly. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We'll start with you, Lenny. Who your mob? Where are you from, Lenny?
My mob is from up in Kranda and Mariba. So I'm Jabuganji.
Yeah. Neighbours here, my brother. Here, you dingy man here in Cairns. And also Tibian Wiles. Who your mob? Where are you from, brother?
I'm a Warraga mate, Gidda mate, from just outside Ingham Way there,
okay.
Cardwell Way.
Too
and
deadly.
My side is Kalkadoon.
Kalkadoon connection there. Connection. All right, yeah, Murray from Recovery here. A connection both ways, my boys. Too deadly. Look, thank you very much. Congratulations. So world premiere of the play called Dear Brother. So give us a bit of background, who you two boys are, what do you do, are you dancers, are you actors, are you pole dancers, tell us your journey, yeah. Your mob, what do you do, what do you guys do, to start with you, Lenny?
So my background comes from acting, but dancing has always been a big part of my background as well, just doing the cultural dancing, but also hip-hop and break dancing, just and Michael Jackson dance,
okay,
mimicking him as well.
Yes,
so it's always been a big part of movement base as well.
Yes.
Using my body to tell stories.
Fantastic. That's you, Lenny. What about you, Tibian? Tell us your journey. Who you are and what work have you done?
I'm same as Lenny. I'm an actor first and foremost.
Mm.
But you know, I dance. I used to dance for a while there with Jukki Mala,
They were
also known as the Chukki dancers back
yes,
in the day.
Yes, my brother, yes, too deadly.
Yeah, so, my background's in, that's my background for acting and dance. I've been acting.
Deadly. Now, you're the creators, yeah, both of you are the creators of Dear Brother. Tell us the story about Dear Brother. It's a play on stage. What's the guts of the play, Dear Brother? Explain, please.
Yeah, so me and Lenny, we co-wrote this show now, Dear Brother. Mm. Together, we wrote him together, and there's pretty much the synopsis of the show is it's pretty much me and Lenny's story. Coming from far north Queensland.
Yes.
Coming to the Brisbane, to the big city, to the big smoke, and wanting to further our performance and our goals, you know, and our dreams of, you know, being performers in the industry and then having to deal with the, you know, the racism and the just like the city lights and the fast tracks of how the city life is and then going through the hardships of different being away from family.
Exactly.
And missing birthdays and sometimes missing funerals and stuff like that. So
Well, you broaden your horizons in regard to you living your life. You're looking at the financial vehicle regarding a job or expanding your profession as such. But you're stepping away from country. And as you say, you're away from family, you're away from mob, you're away from land. But we have to do what we have to do. But and comes with it is the mental strain. So as we talk about this play, Dear Brother, it helps with the mental health side of things for our brothers out there to reach out is what I'm picking up, yep.
Yeah. So pretty much I think without us knowing it, for me and Leonard, we wrote a play that not only is it reaching out to our, you know, our brothers and us as our mob to help, you know, help them find ways that they can heal themselves, but also I think it's a healing mechanism for ourselves,
yes,
for myself and then and everyone else who is a part of the show, to kind of, you know, because it is a because it is a story that all us mob know,
mm-hmm,
that it's a, you know, it's really brings us back to our roots and makes us remember why we do what we do.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So when does the play, you had the launch last night, I believe?
Yes, we opened last night on the 12th.
And where are you performing the play? Where are you performing it?
At Queensland Theatre.
Okay.
In South Brisbane at the Bill Brand Theatre. And we finish up on the 28th of September.
Okay, well, you two being North Queenslanders, you need to bring that play up here. Don't be stuck up now.
that's the goal.
Fantastic.
That's the goal.
Congratulations, yeah. So the launch went well last night?
Yes, good. It was a beautiful night.
Yes. Good crowd?
Yeah, wonderful crowd. It
was beautiful.
Deadly.
Yeah, deadly. Well, there it is, my brother. And we are storytellers, whether we use song, dance, or even play. So you tell the story, my brother, and look, congratulations to you both, and look, love to see you mob up here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, where you mob from. But look, dear brother, congratulations, enjoy that journey, and thank you for the yarn, Lenny and Tibian. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
To you. Take care, bro. Bye.
Cheers.
Deadly Yarn there, Tibian Wiles and Lenny Donoghue, the creators of Dear Brother, now performing down there in Brisbane Festival. And look, they did the launch last night and run until the end of September. So if you're ever in Brisbane, you're down there, football season's finished, you're going down to catch up with family, friends, whatever, go and drop in at the Brisbane Festival and see the deadly play called Dear Brother, with those two deadly brothers acting, and they are the creators and directors of that play. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. And you are yarning with the host, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, the host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Eddie on the track. bounce it off his chest. I'm always made to second guess if it's real when he feels.
Living on borrowed time and the wind.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National Radio Service. Have your say, Nyan up strong. All right, so now we're going to catch up a yarn now with Emily Asselin, a representative from Australia-wide First Aid, and which just Saturday past we had the world's first Aid Day just celebrated the day, and we're going to catch up a yarn with Emily to talk about this space. Emily, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Let's talk about this fantastic day and this opportunity in regarding Australia-wide First Aid. Tell us about the hat that you wear and also explain who Australia-wide First Aid is.
Yeah, so Australia-wide First Aid, we're one of the leading first aid training providers.
Mm.
So we have, I think we're over 90 locations across Australia now. And we also do training with community groups and in, you know, larger companies. We go out to them. We do also do some rural training as well, where we fly a trainer out or we go through Zoom.
A majority of the training, Emily, would be CPR?
Yeah, so there's two or three technically different courses. So there's one that's just focused on CPR.
Mm.
There's one that's CPR and first aid. And then there's one that's CPR and first aid, as well as an extra section that's focusing on children and babies.
Yeah. And when you look at CPR, I mean, all organisation, non-Indigenous as well as Indigenous organisation, but then all industries, a lot of staff have been trained up with first aid and CPR as one of its tools that we use, and we've saved a lot of people, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. It's literally the most life-saving skill you can possibly know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so let's talk about the World First Aid Day. This is first of its kind, is that right?
Yeah, so it's been in existence for probably close to 20 years now.
Yes.
But it's never really been celebrated in Australia. So we thought we'd take the helm and we'll try and get the word out there, yeah.
And that'll be the 14th of September every year from here on in?
No, the second Saturday of September.
Excuse me, second Saturday of September will be the World's First Aid Day.
Correct.
Good, yeah. Fantastic. And how long have you been at the reins there with Australia-wide First Aid?
Yeah, so I've been with Australia-wide First Aid for about a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, I was a high school and then a primary school teacher for 10 years. So
now you're teaching people how to save lives.
Yeah. We had always done first aid through teaching. And then
yes,
when I decided to leave teaching, I'm like, oh, I want to take that, you know, take that skills and that knowledge and get it out there to an even wider audience. So, yeah.
And look, I said most companies do train their staff for CPR and first aid and what have you. And some of it is compulsory as such, which is a good tool to have, a good skill to have, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I say to people all the time is you can never rely on other people to be the saviour. You need to have that knowledge and skills in yourself. So in a lot of workplaces, they'll have a first aid officer.
Mm.
So that'll be the one person that's in charge of all the first aid stuff.
Sure.
But I think it's really, really important that, you know, each person has that skill set and that knowledge within themselves, because you don't know when that first aid person is going to be around or when they're not going to be around.
Exactly.
So to have those skills yourself, it's just so important.
Mm. And in the operations of most companies and organisations, they do have first aid drills. I mean, they do have fire alarms and all that sort of stuff. They do the same thing with first aid too, don't they?
Not a lot of companies that we've seen actually do first aid drills, actually.
Okay.
They'll get their staff the training, but they don't seem to make a culture of safety and first aid in that sense within the corporation.
The fact that we just spoke about it, then there should be more of it. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hello, you know, because we do. I know there's a lot of fire drills, even people live in buildings. Skyscrapers, what have you? We need to practice all this sort of stuff in case when the situation does arrive. Hopefully, it doesn't. But
absolutely,
if it arrives, we're there, ready to go.
And in first aid, and particularly CPR, it's one of those things where you think you know what you're doing, but then if you're actually faced with the situation, to actually do it can be quite daunting. So that's why there's a recommendation to refresh your skills every 12 months with CPR.
Yes.
So that you actually get that hands-on practice every year, so that if you're ever faced with that situation, you actually can just jump in and do it. You're not, you know, trying to jump on your phone or ask someone else for help of what do I do?
Yes,
you can
exactly.
jump in and do it yourself, yeah.
Emily, with Australia-wide first aid, you said about 90-odd offices around the country, is that right?
Yeah, yep. And we do come out, like if you have a group of 10 or more people, we'll come to you and do the training at your site as well.
Okay, sure.
And if it's in a really rural or remote area where we can't get a trainer out there, then we do the training via Zoom.
Okay, there you go, technology.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Fantastic. Well, good sharing. Thank you so very much for sharing. Big shout out to your team. Keep doing what you're doing. New chapter from teaching to here we are, first aid. And like I said, you're teaching people how to save lives. So that's fantastic anyway. Really.
Yeah, it's the type of thing you hope you never need it, but exactly. when the time comes, you'd be so glad that you've got it, the skills and the knowledge there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for sharing. All the best. You stay warm and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye, Emily.
Bye.
Lilian Emily Aslin, her name is, representative for Australia-wide first aid. And look, talking about the space there and regarding CPR and looking after all Australians. I mean, CPR, fantastic tool and good skill sets to have on the resume, so to speak. But, yeah, saving people's lives. There's definitely need to talk about the World First Aid Organization, which is organizing acknowledgement of the second Saturday of every year in September, second Saturday in September. They will class it as World First Aid Day. So then it shines a light on that particular space and we can save lives in more ways than one. Yes. Your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
Mila, where you from? I'm from the land down under. Level up, like we smoking on ganja. Light up the way and we sound like thunder. No Stevie, but I really wonder. How she move her back like a car, no bumper. I bring heat like a stay in a jumper. Only 1, 2, D, 10, that's the number. We like the way, came with the crew, familiar faces. Stay straight like I got some braces. Yeah, I slipped up, but I still beat cases. I ain't scared for the time, I'm scared that I can't do shows in different places. Down low, but I up my stages. Feel like Tupac, cause I'm going through changes. It's too late, top G like Andrew, yes. I got shows, can't go with no dates. I'm repping my city, the king of my state. Land down under, got me yelling, yeah, mate. I tell the fan that we gon' be safe. Aussie on the map, I'll be repping my game. Mila, where you from? Where you from? I'm from the land down under. Level up, let me smoking on ganja. Light up the way and we sound like thunder. No Stevie, but I really wonder. How she move her back like a car, no bumper. I bring heat like a stay in a jumper. 0-1-2-D-10, that's the number. That's the number. They can see we off to the top, I'm from down under. We doing the most, get on the guap, we having a slumber. Spitting the heat, keeping it hot, like we in summer. Only care about money, yeah. In the city where I'm from. Land down under, going to the top, man, we better get gone. I know I'm not perfect, just a youngin' trying to right my wrongs. Remember, they couldn't stand me, now they stand up when they hear my songs. Hear my songs. City on the map, I'm trying to put it on. Australian, Aboriginal. Tell my team we gon' stand on our toes. Asking where I'm from, but they already know. Mila, where you from? Where you from? I'm from the land down under. Level up, like we smoking on ganja. Light up the way and we sound like thunder. No Stevie, but I really wonder. How she move her back like a car, no bumper. I bring heat like a stay in a jumper. 0-1-2-D-10, that's the number.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingy Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National Israeli Service. Have you saying Yan Up Strong, New Mob? Too deadly. All right, Queensland finalists unveil for the Telstra Best of Business Awards. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Kelly Pryor, founder, owner, director of Cake, and finalist for the Telstra Best of Business Awards. And we have the Deadly Sister online. A very good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Kelly.
I'm from Brisbane.
First Nation?
No, I'm not a First Nation.
Okay, thank you. We claim you, my sister. Yeah. But you are the owner, founder, director of Cake. So tell us who Cake is and what does Cake do? And it sounds like a sweet title, partner punt.
Oh, thank you. The idea from the name came from having your cake and eating it too.
Okay.
In having a career and having a family and being able to work around your family rather than having to have a family around your work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the service you provide? What does CAKE, what professional service do you provide?
Yeah, so we support small, medium businesses with business strategy, business development, marketing, sales, and HR. But how we do that is we leverage the skills of stay-at-home parents who want to work flexibly.
Yeah, good.
And remotely.
And remotely. And here we are, the 21st century, and thanks to COVID-19, a lot of people were operating businesses and doing their work in the JOB from home, and now it's virtually opened up a new industry as such, as people operating from home. So this will fit right in with CAKE, would it not?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came up with CAKE pre-COVID, and at the time, the ability to work flexibly around a family, my options were professional dog walker and children's party planner.
Yes.
And then COVID happened, and it was a really big catalyst for change globally, as we know. But then it was also a really great gift for CAKE, because people then started to support the idea of working flexibly and remotely a little bit more.
Well, the old saying is finding the wants and needs for the people, fulfill that want and need, and you've got a business. So that's what you've created, and there was a space for that. Like I said, congratulations, finalists for the Telstra Best of Business Awards.
So you
must be doing something good there, because the fact that you are in the finalists. How did it go about regarding the application? Were you nominated yourself, or did someone nominate you, or did you nominate yourself? Tell us the journey there, please, Kelly.
Yeah, we nominated ourselves. We thought we're going to throw our hat in the ring. We recognise that the work that the team is doing is really phenomenal at CAKE, and we have the ability to support a lot of families and a lot of businesses, because a lot of small businesses are actually owned and run by everyday families as well.
Yes.
And so we thought we'd throw our hat in the ring. It was a very rigorous judging process, multiple rounds, multiple submissions. It's September now. It actually opened in January earlier this year, so it's been a long time coming, and it's just fantastic to be recognised as a state finalist for the Telstra Best of Business Awards.
Yeah, fantastic. And the winners of the Telstra Best of Business Awards will be announced on Thursday, 26 September. So I haven't got too long to wait, so congratulations there. And
fingers crossed,
exactly. And but the fact that you're at the table and you become a finalist, it just shows that you've got a deadly business there. And look, it's providing a professional service. And when you talk about whatever business you're talking about, I strongly believe that marketing is it. You know, don't care what business you got. So, I mean, the old saying, if McDonald's stopped telling us that it's Mac time, then we'll start to think the burger's a bit of Hungry Jack's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're exactly right there.
Don't care what product you got, you know. So people out there who are starting a business are focused on the foundation of the business and doing the providing the service or the product, so to speak. But you still have to do the business side of things. You still have to do the marketing side of things. And that's where CAKE comes in, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a famous quote that says, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
Yeah.
And that's what marketing is. It's really good storytelling. It's connecting with hearts and minds of people to say, yes, I really like what this mob is doing. I really like what this business is doing, and I really want to work with them.
Beautiful. So how many team members you got on board with CAKE, Kelly?
We have a database of over 160 contractors or collaborators, as we like to call them.
Yes.
Currently, we've got about 20 active collaborators at the moment across, I think, about 10 different client projects.
Spinning a few plates there, cooking up a storm, pardon the puns.
Oh, look, Trevor, I love all these puns. They're great. Keep them coming.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's fantastic. But like I said, we do what we do for the sake of business, get passionate about it, what have you. But to be recognised as a finalist for such a big multi-million-dollar company like Telstra, Best of Business Awards, it's good to get recognised and get knowledge. And that is another form of marketing as well. And look, if you win, great. If you don't win, great anyway. Yeah, you're a finalist. Mm. And it just helps promote who you are as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really humbling to be recognised in this way. I mean, we obviously do hope to hear our name called at the National Winners Ceremony at the end of November. But to get to this point, as you say, is a really rewarding achievement to be recognised. And we really do hope that it serves as a springboard or a platform for CAKE to continue to serve more families, more businesses, and create and strengthen the communities that we live and we work in.
No, fantastic. Well, congratulations once again, Kelly. Kelly Pryor, good yarning with you, sister. All the best to your team. And, of course, your Delhi counterparts there, the business people that you look after. And enjoy the journey and good luck come near the end of September.
Oh, thank you so much, Trevor. Really appreciate it.
You take care, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
A Delhi yarn there. Kelly Pryor, her name is, founder, owner, director of CAKE. And the professional services they provide, network of over 160 school stay-at-home parents. So fantastic, an opportunity to support people operating their business from home. So you need that support, and there it is. That's what CAKE does. And they're the finalists for Telstra Best of Business Awards, and we will find out who the winners are by the 26th of September at the end of this month. Fantastic. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National Talk Black, Too Deadly, Bob.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promises they did not keep. And how they fenced us in like sheep, said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land, told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away. Snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. The welfare and the police came, said you've got to understand, we'll give to them what you can't give, teach them how to really live, teach them how to live, they said. Humiliated them instead, taught them that and taught them this, and others taught them prejudice. You took the children away, the children away, breaking their mother's heart, caring us all about, took them away. One dark day on Framlingham, came and didn't give a damn. My mother cried, go get their dad. He came running, frightened me. Mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took the stronger family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's breast, said this is for the best, took us away. Set us up again and gave us gifts to ease the pain. Sent us off to foster homes. As we grew up, we felt alone, cause we were acting white yet feeling black. One sweet day, all the children came back. The children came back. The children came back where their hearts grow strong, back where they all belong. The children came back.
said the children came back. The children came back where they understand, back to their mother's land. The children came back to their mother, back to their father, back to their sister, back to their brother, back to their people, back to their land. All the children came back. The children came back. Yes, I came.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bunbury Beep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, rapping for well-being, new youth hip-hop video launched. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Judith Lovegrove. And she's from Menzies Mental Health, Teams Indigenous Governance and Engagement Lead, and talk about this fantastic opportunity, this space, this vehicle we're using to engage with our young ones out there. We have Judith online. Judith, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and good morning to you as well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. And the old saying, by any means necessary, let's engage with our youth. And if music, if rapping is the tool or vehicle we're using, then look, so be it. Fantastic. So tell us about this this launch of this new hip-hop video, please, sister.
Yeah, look, I guess it's hard to talk about the actual project without going into detail about the background. So just in short, there's a long history of Northern Territory-based program called Aboriginal Islander Mental Health Initiative, which has been led by a psychiatrist, Professor Tricia Nagel, who's my current line manager. Tricia spent a lot of years working in mental health with community, primarily in the top end, and engaging with mob to understand what their understanding is of mental health and to try and get, increasing mental health literacy and getting mob engaged in, shaping the way that assessment and treatment should be looking for mob when they present in, mainly in acute mental health settings, but yes, also, well-being tools that have been developed over the years. So we've had First Nations mob that have been co-designing our mental health care planning tools, and a lot of different resources over the years, to the point where it's kind of transitioned to a digital version, and we've got an app that we actually use called Stay Strong.
Stay
Strong. And in the last few years, we've also had a youth version that's been developed called Aim High Y, which is the Aboriginal Islander Health Mental Health Initiative for Youth. And we're currently going through a review of our website, but we're also redesigning our app. So we've got a bit of a journey for workers, or it could be practitioners being able to support clients with the app, and also the youth user journey as well throughout the app. And we're looking at an opportunity to be able to engage. And, the whole history of the program is really about capturing those voices of our mob and making sure that they feel heard and interpreting what keeps them strong. So this project led to us engaging Tristan Watkins. He's also known as Carnage. He's been a rapper and a producer in Alice Springs, Utterna Man, done a lot of work over the years.
True, deadly.
So we
big shout out, Carnage. Well, fantastic. So local man there, local boy, and there it is, using his skills and his popularity, so to speak. That in itself is a great ingredient, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when we talk about the app there, Judith, the app is available now?
Yes, look, the app is downloadable through the Play Store or what's the other one? Play Store and the iPad one?
Mm-hmm.
App Store.
App Store.
You can download the app stay strong, but there's also the aim high for youth as well.
Mm-hmm.
The youth one is kind of a self-care assessment tool. They can kind of engage on it on their phone themselves, whereas the other one, the stay strong one, is really about how a practitioner or a worker can support someone around, you know, developing goals, talking about what keeps them strong, also looking at what takes their strengths away.
Yes.
And it uses a visual tool to kind of see like a metaphor of a tree that, you know, when we do things that are bad for us, the tree kind of weakens and those sorts of things. So very kind of empowering, self-determining tool.
And it's visual as well as what I'm picking up, Judith.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And this all comes down to the foundation of how the tools were developed. Our mob said we want more pictures, we want less words when we talk about mental health. You know, we want bright colours and, you know, things that kind of represent, you know, who our mob is and those sorts of things. So, I mean, really, I would say simple but very effective. We've got feasibility and acceptance studies over the years with random control trials that shows that there is a significant improvement in well-being when people monitor themselves through the use of these apps. So,
Well, fantastic. I mean, it's hard sometimes as we travel through life. That's, you know, everybody, young and old, you know, black or white, what have you. Sometimes we cannot see the rainforest. The trees are in the way, so to speak.
That's
but it
right.
just opens our eyes and an opportunity to look up. And tomorrow is another day, and it's a clean slate, and we can design our life how we see fit. So we need the tools to educate and direct us and guide us, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it.
And I think that the basis of this work really is about how we can showcase, you know, young mob, giving them an opportunity to share their thoughts and also drawing on what they know and their strength and resilience too, you know?
Fantastic. And so the people can see the video, Keep Me Strong, hip-hop video, via YouTube,
That's right. That's right, yep.
Good, fantastic. So there it is, mob. Do check it out, Keep Me Strong, hip-hop video, and also the, don't forget the app, and that's Aim High. Why is it? Aim High for youth?
Yep.
Fantastic.
That is A-I-M-H-I-Y, Aim High Y,
yes.
And also Stay Strong.
Stay strong. Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing, Judith. All the best to your mob there, your team there. Keep doing what you're doing, and stay in touch, sister.
Deadly. No worries. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
No worries. Bye.
Deadly Yarn there, Judith Lovegrove, her name is, Menzies Mental Health Team's Indigenous Governance and Engagement Lead, and talking about the new app, Rapping for Wellbeing, new youth hip-hop video launch. So do check it out online YouTube, Keep Me Strong hip-hop video, so do check that out. And also look at the app, which is Aim High Y. So there it is. So get engaged and do what you need to do to protect yourself and guide yourself. And looking for someone to reach out to you, having problems doing that, then have a look at videos like this, for example. Check out the app and another tool that you can go through and suss it out and get educated yourself. And it talks to you and you can sort of take on board the words and guide you and opens your eyes and your heart to your future, because you do have a deadly future, you mob, too deadly. Have you seen Yarnup Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, Yarnup Strong, you mob, too deadly.
sing. It makes you want to bang a drum too.
Don't be too brave to say.
Getting through dazed and confused. Where will we be when we come to?
There was no other.
Yeah.